Meina is so, in Meina Vinyan, if you don't need it, L'charom, for the Parsha of Charom itself, so the Vinyan L'maisa. That's the Meitav Zer Shav, applies to Maisa, to tell us, just like the Charom, the Torah also says, Lo Yimacher, here also it means Lo Yimacher. Samara says, no, one is the Eimer, rather, one I say, to the Vinyan L'bechor, let's put it by B'chor. So again, the Maisa says, and the Maisa says, no, Maisa Gula K'maisa, it's more of a story, it says the word, Lo Yigol, both by Maisa and by Charomin, you learn out those two, rather than B'chor, it doesn't say Lo Yigol, it says Lo Tipode. Ravashi Ravashi says, Lo Yigol de Maisa, when the Pasuk says by Maisa, Lo Yigol, I'll tell you, Lo Yimacheru, that's not what it means you can't sell it. So that's how you learn out, the word itself, Lo Yigol, means you can't sell it. So Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, no, I mean, how do I know to say this? Maybe Lo Yigol just means you can't redeem it, but maybe the Yisrael has a right to sell it. How do you know to say Lo Yigol means you can't sell it? Because the process is like this. It says, for all Yehu Tumurasi Yekodesh. Lo Yigol, it says by Maisa Beinu, you, it, and the Tumura should be Kodesh, and Lo Yigol. So like this. Eimasai Oysa Tumura, when can you make a Tumura by Maisa Beinu? When is the Pasha to make a Tumura? It's only Mechaim, only when it's alive. Eimasai Ein Amigol, when is the halacha now that you can't be goylit? That's only mechaim. Mash moni mechaim, you can't be goylit. Holy yachas shchidu nigol. But mash whatever lo yigol means only applies when the animal's alive. But the yachas shchita mash meden, you could be goyl. So what does lo yigol mean? If it means you can't redeem it, so it's saying it only means you can't redeem it when it's alive. But the yachas shchita you could. How could that be? I ha boy ha madav aracha. We know to be poiv the kachim, it has to be standing, and the kohen has to value it. So le'ach ha'shchit, it's not standing anymore, you can't be poiv it. El ha'shamin, here's the proof, that when the pasuk says, lo yigol, it means lo yimacher. It means that you can't sell it. So now it's very good. Ma'isa b'hemi, not let us sell, calls the man it's alive. But le'ach ha'shchit, once it's mace, then you could sell it. And it's not even the yisra, pidyin, is also le'elam. But yisra mechira, soni mechayim. Someone says, this is good honey, Khalamandiyam Kotchim Izbech, Habib Bakala Madabarocha. They tell me Kotchim Izbech was Bakala Madabarocha. El Lamandiyama Kotchim Izbech Lahoya Bakala Madabarocha, then Mike Lim, what can you tell me? There's a Mandiyam that says no, that by Kotchim Izbech you do not need Hamadabarocha. Say this Maisa Baim is Kotchim Izbech, maybe you do not need Hamadabarocha. Someone says, Anan os, Hochi Kermin, this is what I meant to say. Me gives you anything. That the mechayim le nifra. If the pasuk means lo yigol, it only means you can't be poyder it. So does it make sense that the pasuk should say you can't redeem it when it's alive? But lo yach hashchita mifra get the shchita you could. That doesn't make any sense. So that's why it's not mistab the pasuk is talking about being poyder redeeming it, but rather it's talking about you're not allowed to sell it. But to be poyder it, if you can't be poyder when it's alive, so then shchita lo yach hashchita you shouldn't be able to be poyder it. So mezal lamalor, why not? Maybe mechayim di alim kedusha sasa lemifrak. Maybe it's like this: mechayim when the animal's still alive, it has a lot of kedusha on it. That's why the Torah says you can't be part, you can't redeem the kedusha. But maybe liyachas shchita, it's a balmum now and you shechted already. The alkal kedusha sasa that the kedusha goes down a little bit now after the shchita because now the balim could eat it. Is mifrak maybe could redeem it then? That the Torah says this doesn't make any sense. The loy to call the chen who isn't a swar for sure that a ma mechayim madich when the maisa beim is alive the all of the mitzvahs pidyonai usually then it's strong the kedusha and whenever the kedusha is strong that's when you could be paid with to put the kedusha onto the money. You're telling me still here to consider the cost of loy mifrak and not allowed to redeem it. It's only yachas shchita the opposite way. Once you shech this maisa beimo, the loyola lemitzvahs pidyonei is not that strong anymore. It's kedusha. You can't make a regular pidyo. It's nifrik. Then you want to tell me this? You could. It doesn't make any sense. Just the opposite. That pidyon is more of a sort of say it should be done when the animal's alive, rather to say lachas shchita. Yeah. Right. Elish Maminov, here again it's approved that when the Pasuk says Lo Yigol, it means Lo Yimacheru. It means say you're not allowed to sell it. So that's a svara. You can't sell it, cause the man it's alive. But the Yachas Shchita has less Kedusha, now you're allowed to sell it. So it's true, but if so, the Lichta Rachmona Lo Yimacher, if the word Lo Yigol itself, like Ravashi learns, really means you can't sell it, so the Torah should say clearly, Lo Yimacher, you're not allowed to sell it, Maisa Beina. It must be like this. Because of Rachman Leimator, the Pasuk would have wrote Lo Yimacher, you can't sell it. Havim and I were thought to say is Davun Lehod Leim is Davun. True, you're not allowed to sell it. To Kovet Uvdin the Chayil. that maybe you're doing a nudah d'chol to go and sell it, doesn't look so nice to sell it. But maybe you're allowed to redeem it, to repoyder it. To the ayil damul hegdish. Because when you redeem it, like you're putting the dusha onto the money, and the money given over to hegdish. So maybe that's okay. Is loch, it costs rachman, therefore tell us to write now, lo yigoyel. Pasuk says the lashon of lo yigoyel, which means two things. Lo is devunim is davin, you're not allowed to sell it when it's alive. And also it's included, lo yifrak or mifrak, you're not allowed to redeem it when it's alive. And now on redeeming it, the svar is, madach, you can't redeem it when it's alive, pshit, you can't redeem it, lacha misrida. Mashayin can't redeem the mechira, that like we said before, no, the yis, the mechira is only mechayim. When the ma'is tabayim is alive, it has more kedusha. Then the Torah was makbid not to sell it. But liyacha mis, lacha shrit, is not that kedush, then you're allowed to sell it. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Beishamai says, Layimna Yisrael Makoyin Libachor. When a Kohen has a Bechor, a Baal Mum, and he shechs it, so Beishamai holds it has Kedusha, and only the Kohen can eat, he can't invite over Yisrael to eat with him. Beisilu is not only for a Kohen to invite a Jew over to eat, even Yisrael, but even a Goy. A Goy is also allowed to eat. Like once it became a Baal Mum, the Bechor has no Kedusha. And therefore, you're allowed to even invite over a Goy, could also eat from it. So where it says, Masnisin Mani Rebbe Kiva, our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Kiva in Beis Hillel. To tell you, we learn like this, Bechor Enim Olav Ela Chabura Shekula Kanim, Divri Beshamai. Beshamai Yoz, only a Kohen could eat from Bechor, and not a Yisrael, only a Chabura of Kohanim. Or Beis Hillel, and you know, a Filu Zarm, even a Zarm, even a Yisrael could eat from it. But Mashm, not a Goy. Rebbe Kiva, Matra, a Filu of Kohanim, Kiva, no, according to Beis Hillel, even a Goy is also not eat from the Bechor. Now, what's the machloek? It's my time of the Beshamai. You see, the Pasuk says, Uvisorim Yilcho. It says here by Bechor, the Bosa should be for you to the Kayin. So, Mahosim, just by other Matnes Kuna, by the Chazon, the Sheikh, by Korban Shlomim, that we give to the Kayin, from a Kochim Kalim. Kanamin Yisroel, only the Kayin can eat from it. They're not allowed to give it to Yisrael, like Rashi says, the Chsiv, the Ato, Benecho, Benesecho, Itcho, only your Mishpacha. And not Yisrael, is Avhocho, Tanim in Yisraeloi, that's Beshami Svarom. That by this Bechor, even when we come to Baal Mum, and the Kohen's allowed to shecht it, only a Kohen and his Mishpacha could eat it, not the Yisrael. Obey Silu, what does he say? Hanim, Mili, Tam, that's why he calls the man the Bechor as a Tam. Then Rashi says,